Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Ladies, I believe that sometimes all we have to do is just lean our head back and just say, He's worthy. lift your voices tonight and just let him hear from you. Hear your worship.
Hello, welcome to Prolific Fire. I'm your humble host, Prophet Stacy. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me on tonight. I pray that you will be blessed by the word of the Lord. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for another opportunity, Lord God, to minister your word to your people, Lord God. Help me, Lord God, to get this word across the way that you gave it to me, Lord God, that you may be glorified, Lord God, that I may sit down, Lord God, and you may rise up in me on tonight in the name of Jesus. Do and say what you want to do and say on tonight, Lord God. We are here to listen to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. The foundational text for tonight is only one verse, and it comes from Matthew 27, verse 35, and I will be reading it from the New Living Translation. After they had nailed him to the cross, soldiers gambled for his clothes by throwing dice. soldiers gambled for his clothes by throwing dice. Here Jesus is on the cross just after the crucifixion. Here Jesus is in the midst of the hardest time of his earthly life. And what are the soldiers doing? Gambling for his clothes. The title of tonight's message is Gambling for the Clothes. Again, here Jesus is on the cross just after the crucifixion. Here Jesus is in the midst of the hardest time of his earthly life. And what are the soldiers doing? Gambling for his clothes. Jesus hanging on the cross after the crucifixion, bleeding, etc. Still, his clothes were worth something to somebody. Still, his clothes were worth something to somebody. Somebody needs to know that even though you may be going through the hardest time of your life right now, what's on you is more valuable than what's going on with you. What's on you is more valuable than what's going on with you. Beloved, there is somebody that still wants what you have. Beloved, there is somebody that still wants what you have. You don't understand how people are still envious of you with so much going on. You don't understand how people are envious of you still with so much going on. But it's not your clothes. It's not just your clothes, your style of dress, your outer layering, but it's the anointing that causes people to gamble. But it's the anointing that causes people to gamble. Gamble to try and obtain what you have by any means necessary. Jesus had been crucified. It was now lifeless on the cross, but still they wanted his clothes. Jesus had been crucified. It was now lifeless on the cross, but still they wanted his clothes. You have not fallen so low that you have nothing of worth. You have not fallen so low that you have nothing of worth. You might look at areas of your life as defeated. You might look at areas of your life as defeated. You may not see victory in that, but somebody somewhere knows if they could have only a portion of what's on you. That's what they say when they see you. If I can only have a portion, just a little bit of what's on her, what's on him. I'm going to read Matthew 27, verse 35 again, but this time I'm going to read it from the Amplified Bible. And when they had crucified him, they divided and distributed his garments among them by casting lots, so that the prophet's saying was fulfilled. They parted my garments among them, and over my apparel they cast lots. It's amazing how some people can treat you horribly and still manage to stick around to see what they can get. It's amazing how some people can treat you horribly, I know I'm saying this for somebody, and still manage to stick around to see what they can get. That's exactly what happened here with the Savior. They had just crucified him. One definition of crucified means to treat with gross injustice. They treated him unfair with gross injustice, and still they wanted to collect to benefit off of his pain. Still they wanted to collect to benefit off of his pain. A word for somebody. They're hanging around looking to collect to benefit off of your pain. That's the only reason that person is hanging around you right now. They're hanging around looking to collect to benefit off of your pain. The soldiers were hanging around looking to collect to benefit off the Savior's pain, and they collected by gambling for his clothes. And they collected by gambling for his clothes. Little did they know the whole thing had been prophesied. The whole thing had been prophesied. The crucifixion of Jesus was a part of God's plan. And I say to somebody tonight, that unfair ordeal you're going through right now, that unfair ordeal you're going through right now has been prophesied as well. In Matthew 5, verse 11, from the Contemporary English Version, Jesus said, God will bless you when people insult you, mistreat you, and tell all kind of evil lies about you because of me. Jesus said, once again, God will bless you when people insult you, mistreat you, and tell all kind of evil lies about you because of me. When you are saved and standing for Christ, you will have to withstand persecution, but still you are blessed. In Matthew 5, verse 11 from the Amplified Bible, blessed is defined as happy, to be envied, spiritually prosperous, with life joy and satisfaction, in God's favor and salvation, regardless of your outward conditions. Regardless of your outward conditions, you are still blessed. Regardless of your outward conditions, you still have what many wish they had. You still have what many wish they had. What's on you is more valuable than what's going on with you. Somebody needs to get that in their spirit tonight. What's on you is more valuable than what's going on with you. The soldiers gambled for Jesus' clothes, but what was on him goes deeper than clothes. The anointing was on him, even during the hardest time of his earthly life, to produce more than material stuff. The anointing was on him in the hardest time of his life, his earthly life, to produce much more than material stuff. Even during the hardest time of your life, you are anointed to produce more than material stuff. Even in the hardest time of your life, you are anointed to produce more than material stuff. On the cross, Jesus yielded his clothes, material stuff, to the soldiers, but he yielded his blood to mankind. It's because of his blood we are all set free. Leviticus 17, verse 11 from the NIV says, it is the blood. It is the blood that makes atonement for one's life. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 8 through 9, New King James. None of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Verse 9, but as it is written, I has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have it entered into the heart of man, the things, plural, which God has prepared for those who love him. As it was with Jesus, so be it with you. Had they known, they would have never put you through what they put you through. Had they known, they would have never put you through what they put you through. Somebody needed it tonight. They would have never put you through. It's more than just your clothes, your style. It's the anointing they envy. It's the anointing they envy. The anointing on you goes further, deeper, to produce more than they can see, understand, or even know right now. So they gamble to try and gain what you do so easily. It comes easy to you because that is your anointing. That is the area that God has set you in. He set you in that area to bless people, and you do it so easily. And somebody else is looking at you, they envy that, they want that, and they try to get it, but can't nobody copy you. Can't nobody copy you. You are God's original. And still you need to remember what's on you is more valuable than what's going on with you. What's on you is more valuable than what's going on with you. Look beyond your circumstances. Father God, in the hardest times of our life, help us to look beyond our circumstances. You have given us something of value, and if we are careful to do what you say, even when the cross hurts, seems unfair or uncomfortable to the flesh, more will be obtained. More than eyes have seen, ears heard, or minds conceived are the great measure of things you have in store for us. Give us needed strength, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. It was just a short message on tonight that the Lord wanted me to impart into your spirit. And I pray that on tonight you will remember they are gambling for your clothes. And when I say clothes, I'm not just talking about your material stuff. They are gambling for the anointing. But they cannot have it. God gave it to you. You say stand in the place that God has put you in that area, and you will obtain more than eyes have seen, ears have heard. So be it in the name of Jesus. At this time, if there's anybody on the phone desiring prayer, you have any special prayer needs, press 1. Press 1, and I will be glad to pray with you at this time. Once again, thank you, everybody, for joining me on tonight. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi. Yes, I'm calling to get prayer about, you know, finding a job and kind of gaining direction and giving me the head to move forward through all the negativity that's around me.
Thank you for joining me on tonight. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for my sister on tonight, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you put favor on her side, Lord God. Let your favor rest upon her, Lord God. Lead and guide her, Lord God. You said in your word that the steps of a good man, also meaning a woman, Lord God, are ordered by you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that somebody's withholding her job, Lord God. Give her the favor, Lord God, with them, Lord God. And when she shows up on site, Lord God, they will want to hire her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, block her ears from every neck. All negativity that's coming her way, Lord God. Every person, Lord God, that's speaking into her ears, Lord God. Help her to know who to listen to and who to block out, Lord God, who to turn away from and who to look up to, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Give her the favor, Lord God, and the wisdom, Lord God, to know when to listen and when not to hear what they're saying, Lord God, that she may stay positive and that she may stay on the road that you're leading her towards, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let every bit of education, Lord God, that she has, Lord God. Let it come into the play in this season, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, don't let one degree, Lord God, be one unused, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. But give us so much favor, Lord God, that she'll end up doing something that she never thought she would do, Lord God, and making money that she never thought she would make in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, Lord God, that you're going to keep her encouraged, Lord God. Minister to her spirit, Lord God, when she get down and discouraged, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Give her the willpower to say like David, I will encourage myself and I will go on, no matter what people say, no matter what they try to do. This is your time to move. And the Lord has spoken in the name of Jesus. Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much. Bless you.
You're so welcome. God bless you. Is there anybody else desiring prayer on tonight? If so, press 1. If not, you know you can always contact me throughout the week if you desire prayer or private consultation about some things. You can do so by texting me at 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or you can email, because some people prefer to email. It's prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. Connect with me on Twitter at prolificfire. I would love for you to do so. If you're on Twitter, like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Also, if you're away from your computer and you want to hear this word or any other word, again, you can search. If you're on iTunes, you can search Prolific Fire with Prophetess Stacy. Prolific Fire with Prophetess Stacy. My Android users, just download an amp called DoublePod, or you can download an amp called OneCast. Search and subscribe to Prolific Fire with Prophetess Stacy. It is free. Also, visit the prolificfire.com. That's the website, prolificfire.com. Visit the website. Donate via PayPal if the Lord is leading you to do so. That's important. Only if the Lord is leading you to do so. Never do anything God is not leading you to do. Give and it shall be given to you. That's Luke 6:38. God bless you who have sown, thinking of sowing, who will sow into this, the work of the Lord. Next Monday, join me when the message will be the sound is off. Don't be led away by what does not sound right. You must learn to use your God-given instincts and be sensitive to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. You must be sensitive to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. That's what we're going to talk about next Monday. Songs played on tonight were Grace by Tasha Cobbs and All I Need by Rita Springer. I pray that you all have a blessed night. And I will see you next Monday. God bless.